Okay, we're holding in Simen Reish Mem Dalid, and we are at Sif Vav, the last Sif in this Simen. Okay, Yehudi Hakayna Meches. So in those days, a lot of times, the way the taxes worked, that they would, so to speak, lease out or sell the rights to the taxes, the right to collect the tax for the year or for whatever it is. So a Jew bought the rights to collect the taxes. And he hires a guy to be the one to collect the taxes on Shabbos. So, mutter imhu b'kibaylis. If the way you hire the guy is a kablonis type of deal, which means to say, dehainu, sha'imer lo, you tell him, l'chshatig b'meya dinarim, etin lo kach v'kach. So there's it's like a sharecropper type of thing. There's a percentage here. When you will collect 100 dinarim of taxes, you'll get this amount of payment. So there's an incentive here for the guy to go do it. He's doing it for himself. Whatever he does on Shabbos is he's going doing for himself as an incentive to make the money.
But he only hired him for Shabbos.
No, well, no, he hired him for stop. Well, no, he hired him stop. But he told him, but he hired him stop. So Mamela, even if he goes and works on Shabbos, it's not a problem because that he's doing for his own, like we had before, for a percentage of it, he's doing it for his own revach. Hagah says the Rama, v'chein yuchal lahaskir hameches l'chal haShabbos l'en Yehudi. You have another option. You could be maskir the meches of all the Shabboses to the guy, meaning to say that you'll give him the rights to all the Shabboses. He'll pay you something for it, but you will any money he collects on Shabbos he gets to keep. So then it's not you either. And the guy will keep all profits of Shabbos for himself. So the Ramah is a little bit bothered here. That's very nice. But Lamaisa, even though if you figured out a way how it's okay, but what happened to the Marisayan? People don't know that, and they're going to think he's a regular hired guy. We're not chayshish for that. What do you mean? That's connected everything we learned till now. So the Ramah says, the makom pseida ki hay gavna loichashu. In a loss like this, loichashu. So now, we've had losses till now that we were worried about. But this type of loss, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah in a few minutes. V'Yisrael ha-memunah matbeah shamalach. This another case was of a Jew who was in charge of minting the coins for the king. Dinai kedin ha-memunah al-amechas. So he has the same halach as the person who is in charge of the taxes, as we just said. And we'll see the Mishnah Berurah for the details. And even though this is a little worse because there's a lot of noise going on as they're making the coins and everyone sees the Jewish, they know the Jew is the one who bought the rights to the coins, still it's okay. But even though you've hired the guy, which however way it was mutter to do that, you still have to make sure that you don't sit next to him. Because that already is too much. The fact that really it's mutter because he's doing it for himself and all these things. Okay. And even though b'makom seida we weren't geyser, that maybe it's marasayin. But if you sit right next to the guy as he's doing the malacha, that already looks like too much of a problem. And therefore that's a problem. And we'll still see the Mishnah Berurah for more of that. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Back on the Amud Aleph in Sivkatan Lamed Aleph. So it says he bought the meches, he bought the right to the taxes. Umaskir loy ein Yehudi. So the Mishnah Berurah says haloshen einam biduyik. The word maskir is not the right way of saying it. Ki hakavanu shesoicher es ein Yehudi. He hires the ein Yehudi. Maskir is not the right way of the right diktuk, but the idea here is he hires the ein Yehudi. So we said imhuk b'kibaylis. If it's done in a kablonistic way, the oz shari midina. Again, because then it's asr min adin kimay ba'iris la'avdam reish simen reish numbeis. It's same thing as if you give a guy skins to tan and he's doing it by the job. It's kablonus. The mutter litin like kaidem shchias hachama imhuk b'kibaylis. If you're giving to him as a job kablonus, you could give it to him right before shkia. Mishum da'adayte d'nafsha kovit. Because again, he's hired for the job, and the fact that he works on Shabbos is he's doing it for his own convenience, is not a problem. One second. It's true when you hire by the job, it's mutter, but if you tell him he has to do that job on Shabbos, that doesn't help. Right? If you tell him I need it done tomorrow, then he's not doing it for his convenience, he's doing it because you told him he has to do it. Then I have another problem. Davi milsa de faresya. So the Mishmur is saying, the first thing is, L'chair over here, you're telling him to do it on Shabbos because there's taxes being collected every single day. This is like the Merchatz type of case we had before where you can't say, okay, don't collect taxes on Shabbos, you'll collect them on Sunday. No, what I mean, if I don't collect on Shabbos' taxes, I don't get those taxes on Sunday, right? It's not a case where it's for a convenience. We had by the Merchatz. He's not allowed to sit in the Merchatz. Why? Because Sunday's Merchatz payments are not Shabbos' Merchatz payments. And if he doesn't do it on Shabbos, what he'll get on Sunday is not a makeup for Shabbos, it's Sunday's payments. So here also, the guy has to collect the taxes that are going on. He's any whatever it is, let's say someone's crossing the bridge or whatever it is, those people or whatever these taxes are not a convenience for only, I could collect them at any time. It's not like income tax. You're collecting one thing from each person. So if I don't go Shabbos, I'll go on Sunday. This was like a tax to come into the city or for whatever the reason is. So if you didn't collect the Shabbos, you don't collect it Sunday. See, that's Sunday's collection. So you have to collect the Shabbos. V'oid, davi milsa v'hesya. It's also, we have another problem. We've learned till now, anything public, she'esek ha'yadua l'chol shu Yisrael, we said before Das Hashem, we said before, and we'll say in Reish Nun Beis, whenever you do it in the Jew's home, it's mefursam that it's being done. We've had this. So it's a problem. So same thing over here. This is a big exception to the rule. There's an exception, they were matter because of a loss. The Adam Baal Amamon. You say, well, every loss, so you're always losing money. No, no. Over here, this is the person's parnasa, and a person is bohol amamon. He gets a tumult about his money. And in such a situation, if we do not allow him to do it through the guy, he'll end up going and doing it himself. That's how this was like such a big thing. And again, you have to understand, I guess, the times and what this thing was. So it wasn't a simple thing to just say, don't do it. It wasn't just like a merchatz. We don't allow this by a merchatz. Here we're afraid he's going to do it himself. V'yavi, so you say, what's the big deal? So okay, so we'll do. So collect taxes. Which, it's a big iser. V'yavi le'dei iser de raisa. D'shama yichtoi piska k'derech ha'muchsim. Because the way that if you collected the tax, at the beginning of the toll, so how do they know at the other side of the toll you paid the tax? You give the guy a little ticket. You wrote, paid on it, right? That's how you know. So, right, that these are Gemara's and Masechet Shabbos. How big R is for Haitzah Shabbos? One of the things over there is by the Meches people, what they write when you get to the other side. That's how big it is, right? So the same thing over here, he might write, oh, that's Shani Yisrael Deraisa. So we're afraid a person is so Baal HaMamayne who might come to Yisrael Deraisa, they would say, B'makam Seyed, he could do it. Okay, so now mashma the meches she'ein kaisvin ki gainoisin shaloichim in a meichel b'meches asra afilu al yidei ein Yehudi. What would be if it's a case where they don't do any writing and the way they take it is not through money, they take it through food? Again, I don't know why there was no receipts in that case, but for some reason in that case there was no they didn't write, there wasn't writing, so you'll say okay, so there's no shaila b'sid they write, so afilu loy sharinan lay lachar, so it should be usher to do ayyadei a guy. You shouldn't be allowed to do that type of taxes through a guy, because okay, there's no adam baal amamayna to come to yisur deraisa, so there's no writing involved. Both the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and the Sharsian says, for different reasons, each one is a different reason why, but they both come out and say that even in a case where you won't come to an Issa Deiraisa, still it goes under the umbrella of Adam Baal HaMamaynai, and therefore it is allowed. Okay. Miu, So he'll say one second. L'chaira, if it's not a money issue, it's not muksa, and it's not a writing issue, so what's even the problem? Let the Jew take his own, if it's meichel, it's food. So they pay food tax, so they give you food. So what's the iser? It's not mechutz l'tchum, there's no seidu mechuber, so why don't we just let him do it himself? There's another problem. Now I'll do business on Shabbos. That's it. In other words, once he was like, come by me name Michael, he was like watering down the Isser, and he was saying, you'd still do it through a guy. You'll say, one second, but if there's no big Isser going on, well, what is the Isser? This is okay. In Shin Vav, you're not allowed to do any business. Also, Mimsech Hepsecha. Yehudi Shesachar Bishal Hamelech Minasar. So now this is another case where it's common. The production of salt. You cooked it, and again, he bought the rights, or he leased the rights from the tsar of the city, whoever had the rights. So mutar lahaskalay pa'alim b'kibayil. It's the same idea. You could hire workers. Shem yasal lekach v'kach melech. And the incentive is, if you produce this amount of salt, yitin lekach v'kach, I'll give you this amount of money. Now, what's this different? Why does he have to speak this out? Va'afal pishak kelim v'aitzim heim shal Yisrael. Because all the utensils there that are going to be used are the Jews. Maybe that's worse. Still shari. Uvilvad, but only shalo yaviu eitzim yisrael b'shabbos. Oh, everything has to be on the site before Shabbos. You can't say, oh, we ran out of wood, let's go to the Jew's house and get some wood for that. You can't do. Shekol kablonus eina muteres elim kein masalem me'er Shabbos kol masha reitz elim. So this is a klal. Whenever you hire by the job, which is, this is all this kablonus we're saying, the job, incentive, whatever it is only when everything that you want to give the guy was given over before Shabbos. L'tzarech ha-melacha, v'yotzir mishusim erev Shabbos. So he has everything he needs, and he's doing it on Shabbos for his convenience. But if he's doing it on Shabbos for his convenience, but he still needs things from the Jew, he can't do that. You can't go to the Jew's house to get it. So the chiddush here is that even though the stuff that he's going to use to cook and do the melach belongs to the Jew, it's okay as long as he has everything he needs from before Shabbos. We're matzedus. Avalein heter lischar ein yehudi al Shabbos v'chaydish. Now this is only if it's you hire him by the job or with this incentive. But stam to hire him over hire by the week and he works every day or over the month. The end of the day, that's called working for the Jew. He's a working guy. You don't pay him by the day, you pay him by the week. Doesn't make a difference. Because at the end of the day, the Jew is being marviach, everything that's done. This is his malach is to do it every single day. The only heter is if there's a kablonis, that there's a personal incentive for the guy. Etan lekach v'kach, says Sif Katan Lama Gimel, Etan lekach v'kach. Dahainu Shein Mazkir lo Yoyma Shabbos Klal. He's not Mazkir Yoyma Shabbos. This is what you asked before. Did he hire him just for Shabbos? No, he hired it Stam. Here you are. But there's an incentive. Ela bistama im tigbe kach v'kach etin loisach kach v'kach le'abizkir yoyim. The point is to get him out from being a day worker, an incentive, and therefore you told him that this is how you're going to pay him. V'gam leskan schar Shabbos Klal. Now you say, one second, what happened to Schar Shabbos? The end of the day, whatever this guy collects is Schar Shabbos. Now really, it's not really Schar Shabbos. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. Because we had before that even when you do with a percentage, you still have to get the rest of it by Havlah. So it shouldn't be Schar Shabbos. But over here is different. Because over here, really, the Jew owns all the profits. Says the Prima Gadim, the Jew owns all the profits. He's not making any more money. He's bought the rights for all of the meches. It just, the meches has to be collected. But he really owns it like B'chol Mokam Shehu. So therefore, the fact that now the guy got the money for him, he's not making money on Shabbos. It's not like he went and he sold something. The guy's going and getting the Jew's money. B'chol makim shehu, the Jew owns the money because he bought the rights to this, to the tax. So he owns all of it. He just needs someone to go get it for him.
He only owns it.
This is what the Prima Gadim says. This is what the Prima Gadim says. So therefore he says it's not a problem of Schar Shabbos to get that money. Okay? As I talk to Prima Gadim. Okay. The chiyuv of everyone else. Yeah, but lemaisa, you get spray rain, spray rod, and you go lemaisa. At the end of the day, well, if they don't have which money is a chalan, right? He doesn't go there and say, well, that specific coin is mine, right? So you have to understand this far. Okay, as I said there. Okay, lamedalid. So we said another eitzah is just to, so to speak, sell him or lease to him all the shabbosas, and the guy owns all the shabbosas. V'eni Yehudi yikach, he'll take all the Rebach of Shabbos. Right? So Leimer de Vizek Gam Kemidina Shari. That's also Mutter. Dein Yehudi ki Avid Adaita de Nafshe Avid. Because he's working for himself, because he makes all the profits. Because of Amog and Abraham, but one second, the Gamishum Schar Shabbos Les Bazeh. Now, Lechayr, what do you mean? The guy pays him, he pays the Jew, let's say, a set amount, and with that set amount that the Jew is being paid, the guy now gets all the revach of Shabbos. So Lechayr, that set amount is Schar Shabbos that he's paying him. Afshu Maskirim B'Shabbos Lechud, right, the guy is only paying him for Shabbos. No, Mishum Darehu Kilu Kana Mimenu Hameches. That's not called that the Yid made any money for Shabbos. The guy purchased the meches for Shabbos. So he already purchased it before Shabbos. He owns it for Shabbos. When he made the, whatever he made the purchase, he made the purchase. It's as if you know a guy is going to bring you Schair on Shabbos. The Pshita Deshari. Let's say you know you have Schaira coming on Shabbos through a guy, so you don't want that to happen. So you go to another guy and you say, listen, here, you give me $10, and now you own the rights to that Schaira. When it comes, it's yours. So that $10 is not Schar Shabbos, you're selling the rights to the things that are coming on Shabbos. The same thing with the coin. Hormuna is the rights to it. There's an English word for it. I forgot what it is. But when you buy the rights to making the coins, there's a certain word that they have. So that's what you're selling it to him. The only thing that's left is Rak Mishum Marasayin. The only problem left is a Maris Ayin problem. We got out of the halacha problem. Either it's Kablanis, or you sold him the rights for the whole Shabbos. That's why the Rama ends off. We're not worried about the Maris Ayin because of Pseida. Because we said that's not a problem. Okay, so the Rama said a Veltz Chiddush here that because of Hefsid, we were matter this type of marasayin. So says the Mishnah Berurah Lamedei, loy choshu, da, demashma mikol ha-poiskim, de loy hitira afilu b'mokim hefsid gadol. You can't shteltsu this halacha to any other hefsid. Even a hefsid gadol is not mutter to do this. Elo bo'ifin ze shetziyar shulchan aruch, it has to be this specific case. Dehainu, you give him an incentive, or you sell him the profits of Shabbos. Like we say, because the guy is doing it for himself. But to hire a guy to work for you, even behefsid gadol, asur b'chol gavni, there's no heter. They have a tavern. Right? What's the best nights for the tavern? It's Friday night and Shabbos. The guy might get all shikr. Shaloichim eres erev Shabbos ezi Yehudi beveson ayoyim haShabbos lasik b'mechiras hamashke. So they take a guy, they put him in there, instead of the Jew being the bartender, they hire a guy to do it. And they say, it's a hafsigod. I mean, this is half our parnassus on Shabbos. Shaloichidin heimaisim, they do it. Shaloichidin. The af im nachshei v'nias revach yei mashabes lafsid gadol. Number one, there's a difference between an actual loss and not making profit. Not making profit in halacha is not always called a loss. You didn't actually lose money, you just didn't gain money. So the fact that you're not going to be able to sell mashka on Shabbos is lav dafka hefsid. Now by the taxes, it's very possible that money that you don't collect on Shabbos, which is really your money, that's what we said, right? It's really your money, you may never get, that's called a hefsid. Those things are called hefsedim. But this is Menias, so he says, even if we're going to say that this Menias Revach is a hefsid gadol, that's one thing. Mikol makom haloila hitiru b'schir yayim mamish. That's not mutter, schir yayim is aser. By the Tanner and the Merchatz, we said this. It wasn't a loss, it was a minias revach. That's not mutter. And therefore, either the case of the Shulchan Aruch the Rama, or that he's makne to the guy, Me'erev Shabbos, all the things that he's giving him to sell, meaning all the mashke and all the things in the tavern, and the Sharetzion says he has to do a meshicha on it. Kesef is only you have to do both meshicha and kesef, all the kinyanim. He said b'shasat chak, maybe kesef l'chud is enough, but it's not so posh. If you're really selling him, not just the profits, the actual mashke, that might be okay. But still, he says, "V'aftal kaponim adayin ha'esek nikra al-shem Yisrael ze mutter b'shum seida." Even though it's still called the Jews, that's enough of you really got it out of your insurance. Maybe the pseida is okay. Ulefi mashe kasabnu l'kamei b'shem atazi mutter b'zel Yisrael leishem merochik v'lishmar shle yigna v'inu yehuda me'esek. We're going to see in a few seconds a taz that we talked about. The Rama says you're not allowed to sit next to him. So now the Jew, he just put a guy in charge of his whole tavern. That's not a very smart thing to do. So he's going to sit there to watch him, then maybe he's going to steal from him. Of 1 second, you're not allowed to do that. Maybe if you sit far away, it's okay, according to the Taz. But you got to be careful. The minute the guy starts doing something you don't like, you're not allowed to say, hey, excuse me, he gave him a little too much, you know? You have to keep your mouth shut. It's very hard to do. But this is the key line in everything that we've learned till now. Someone who is Beteach Bashem and doesn't look for kulois, ashrei to that person. Okay, let's just finish up. Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav was the Yisrael's Mamun on the Matzbeya is the same thing. At least you give him the silver to make the coins. And you tell him, that if he makes a certain amount of coins, or again, or you give him the profits from those coins. Again, only Mishum Seida will remat to this. Now, the last thing was, he can't sit there. Whether it's the Yisrael himself, or even if he puts another Yid there, a Yid can't be there. Because of Ataz, the Masha Asr Leishav Sham, this is what the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah alluded to before, that when we say it's Asr to sit there, Hainu Kidei Leida Mahi As Asko Shoyi Seinudi. Why are you sitting there? Because you want to check how is he actually doing the business. Uchidei Lekabel Emenu Cheshbin Al Zalamachar. And you want to make sure he's keeping good Cheshbin so that tomorrow you have a good Cheshbin. What's his? What's this? That's a problem. It's a Chetzicha. You're being involved in business. Kidei Lekabon Semin Shinvav. But the Taz says a chiddush that if you're doing it just that he shouldn't steal from you, that's mutter. Another case, they used to rent the mills, that the minig was to put lohayshiv sham Yisrael afilu b'Shabbos. Why? Because he's not doing it for the cheshbayin, he's doing it to make sure they don't steal from him. Rak again, yizaru shaleidabru klumba esek. Again, you have to make sure he doesn't speak. And before he said a lashon, he has to sit rachik. And that's the difference. When you're sitting right there, then you're trying to keep cheshbayin and make sure he keeps cheshbayin. If it's just to make sure he doesn't steal, it doesn't have to be mamish like on top of the guy. V'chein kasev sharachrayinim, that would be mutter. So this is exceptions to the rule, so to speak, of the hefsid, of big hefsidim here of Shabbos, that they gave exceptions because Adam Baal Amamaynai. But again, this line here, it's kedai in your to underline. Vayivetech b'ashev ve'en mechapes tadei kulois al Shabbos ashrov. I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't bring, he's quoting somebody. Mestama he is, but even if he's not, you have a haftacha here from the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Bez Hashem, we will continue next time.